that time again.
Oh shit.
It's firing up.
Fire it up.
Firing up. Look, even Eric's playing his solo on the roof. Hell, he's ready for it.
Oh shit, we put, oh shit.
He would never get done with that song if I was there, cause I'd be like, oh shit, Eric Draven.
Wait, fucking Eric Draven right there.
He'd be like, dude, shut the fuck up so I can finish.
We'd be more like the neighbors, young. How the fuck did he bring out, how the hell did he get on the roof of the guitar anyway?
I told Wayne, oh shit, Eric Draven just told me to shut the fuck up, dude.
Can I have your autograph? Can I have your autograph, Eric?
Yeah, can I get your autograph? Hey, you know Skank, right? Get his autograph. Yeah, too.
Skank needs to be part of the band, man. He's like the roadie or some shit. But how have we been anyway, Mr. P1? Busy moving shit around.
Yeah, just moving some shit around in the office, trying to get prepared for the, you know, the best and worst podcast. I'm getting prepared, I'm setting up because I got
the worst podcast. You know, you're rejoining. You're rejoining MaxCast, though.
Yeah, I'm joining MaxCast.
Cyborg,
you know,
Cowboys.
Finally leaving you, Wayne. Going to do my destiny. My destiny is Cyborg Cowboys. All
right. Show. People, if you've never listened to that show, that you need to check that shit.
Let me join that spear chuck of Sammy.
When you said that.
Well, that's what she does, isn't she?
No, I think that's black people. I think they're spear chuckers.
Oh, well, same thing.
I think Indians are just smoke makers. I don't know.
Smoke makers, we're boomerang throwers.
Yeah, they're crossbows. Yeah, that's what they are. They're like bow and arrows.
Tomahawks. They sculpt people.
Yeah, tomahawks and shit. They ain't got the capacity to make no spears now. Come on now. That's the African weapon.
So the Australians are the only ones who make the most retarded weapon that comes back to them and hurts them.
Yeah, we make blow darts. We make blow darts.
You were the original people who made roofies, then.
Yeah, exactly. We made roofies. Yeah, that's right. We knock you out. they made it much more. They made it worse now. You got to swallow a pill. She's like, fuck that old blow dart. Go right to the neck.
I can solve the whole problem with the police in America. Put a fucking blow dart in their hands. You won't be shooting black people. You just be blow darting them down, and then you've got no problem.
That's a good point, actually. Don't they get tasers? Why don't they just taser the motherfucker?
Why use a taser and you got a gun? That's stupid, though.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not gonna lie, though. Taser just seems funny, because the wife, she has a taser. And she's always fucking around with it and shit like that. Matter of fact, I see it charging right in the corner right there. I think they're taking it. I'm gonna run around the house real quick with it and just go, ah!
I'll be watching your testicles, then.
She did try to pull that shit on me one time, whatever. I wasn't paying attention. I just heard this loud smoke noise go off. I was like,
probably, if you were getting fucking tased, you'd be going, ah, oh, fire it up, fire it up.
Fire it up. Oh. Nah, I'd be more like, you fucking bitch.
You know what? You gotta wonder how much it fucking hurts, though, because a lot of some people can handle that shit.
Because they get turned on by that shit. You know what I mean? Like pain and shit.
I get a feeling you'd be one of those ones. It'd be, yeah. Hit me again.
That would be weird if I just woke up and say, oh, is that the best you got, bitch? Yeah, do it again.
Yeah.
That happens, and I'm going to be like, you know what? I think we need to break up just for the simple fact that I don't think you're on my level right now. I think that I'm a little too weird for you.
I think they need one of them to wake CJ's ass up from his deep sleeps whenever he's in there. We should get one for his podcasting.
So maybe we should give his baby daughter one.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but she's not even with him.
You know what? You bring up a good point. The motherfucker can never make it on time for none of our podcasts, but always on time for MaxCast.
Yeah, but he'd fall asleep on that, which I wouldn't blame him. Shit, I used to fall asleep on that.
Lying son of a bitch. He'd be awake. He'd be all up for that MaxCast. He loves it. He's a cyborg cat, all that shit, whatever. But he can't stay up for our podcast.
What time do you guys normally have to record, right? It's not that late. Is it?
No, it's like fucking, for him it's 10 o'clock. Well, for the darkness, I think they record like at 6 or 7 my time and probably about 9 to 10 his time.
That is.
Which to me, that ain't late as fuck. Like even when you messaged me or whatever
That's
and you was
breakfast.
Like, oh, no. Yeah. You messaged me and was like, oh, I know it's late over there. And you guys were like, no, actually it's not late. It's only like 5 o'clock. It's like 5 o'clock.
It's because you and me, I like the crew, man. We live in the night. There's no daytime for us.
I don't have no daytime. It's always dark and red and orange and all that other shit. This is the new darkness.
It's the new darkness.
This darkness meets whiteness. That's what it is.
Well, fire, darkness, and light. There you go.
Yeah, fire it up. I want blue flames next post.
I want blue flames.
Yeah, you get the red flames, I get blue flames. There you go.
Let me stay away from that yellow shit from the second one, that'd be right.
Yeah, exactly. Although you're gonna say that yellow shit from Sammy. I'm about to say, hey, she's not yellow. She's like or something like that.
Oh, she's red. Red skin.
Yeah, she's a redskin.
The races behind that shit. Oh, we're gonna change the name of the Redskins because it's racist.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
that? I'm not gonna lie. The name, obviously, yeah, it offends him, but I'm just like,
fuck
it's not a big, I don't think it's a big fucking deal anymore. You think it's a big deal?
Well, it's not like there's a bloody, okay, Redskins, okay. It's not like there's a team called Black Bastards or anything like that, or White.
I thought you were going to say, not a team called the Niggers.
I'm sure there probably was. Actually, this is going back years ago. There's a team in Australian rules football that is called the Essendon Bombers, like fighter jet bomber. However, their nickname back, I think, in the 30s, the 40s, were called the Blood-Stained Niggers. And I am not bullshitting you on that. That was a
Hold on. I don't normally type this kind of shit in, but that's getting typed in right by now.
The blood-stained niggers. They were a black outfit with a red slash across them. And I don't know where the nickname came from. I even looked this shit up myself.
Yeah. This is some interesting shit. Football history. Maine Australian rules football.
Yep.
Bloodstained niggers. I'll be goddamn. I'll be goddamn. Holy shit. Damn,
I'm bullshitting that.
Damn, the first photo I see is this like white dude doing a backflip with a football in his hand, but he's backflipping over a dude trying to tackle. God damn. Okay, if you want to be called the bloodstained niggers, at least be talented. And this dude looked talented. So
we're talented. We're racist, but we're talented.
Jesus Christ.
And look, we changed that like last week, so it's all good now.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of racist teams. Look at this one called the Essendon Bombers.
That's the same team. They were the bloodstained niggers. That was the, cause if you look at their uniform, see how they got the red and the black, the red slash?
Yeah,
that's how they got the nickname.
Let me see, the Hawthorn Hawks, North Melbourne Kangaroos, that's racist for you guys.
Hey, that's my team.
Okay, I was about to say, that's racist, y'all ain't got no kangaroos.
Oh yeah, we kill them all.
Oh, fuck that, I don't even know this team, this is my team, the Melbourne Demons.
Oh, the Demons, yeah. They used to be good, they're pretty shit now.
I don't know about that that color though, red, navy, blue. That should be red and darkness.
Oh, that is pretty dark.
The Sydney Swans, oh, they must be gay.
Oh yeah, that's my dad's team, that'd explain it.
Oh, okay, yep, that must be. The West Coast Eagles, is that us? That's California, West Coast, yeah. That's the West Coast. That's right, shit.
You know what's amazing? You're actually getting all the names right, that's even better.
Yeah, I was gonna say, look, the thing is, like, where the fuck did the red-stained niggas get in the middle of all these regular teams, though? It's like...
Because every team has their name, and then the fans give them a nickname. So, like, okay, the Sydney Swans, because it's, as you say, it sounds gay. So their nicknames were the Bloods, because of the outfit being red. It was just called the, not the Bloods, like the Crips and all that shit.
I was gonna say, it's the Bloods and Crips? Damn, you know all the Bloods
that
from
the original Bloods
down there.
No, the original Bloods back from, like, the early 60s and shit.
The Australian Bloods.
Hey,
but I was going to ask you, since that's a nickname, what does nigger stand for in Australia then? What is that? Does that term even mean the same
no,
in America?
As I said, it was literally like if you walk around, I mean now obviously because everything's extremely politically correct, but back then it was like nigger was just referred to as like a color kind of thing. So it was like even when... There was one stage when if you say called someone a black person a boy, right? Like, hey, boy, or whatever.
Yeah.
Now in Australia, it means like I like the guy, pretty much. And there was one time when Muhammad Ali came out here and was on a very famous award show bullshit, and one of the hosts turned around Muhammad Ali and said, "Oh, I like the boy." He thought it was a racial comment. He almost lost his shit.
No, you know, Ali went through all that racist shit, girl.
And this is like when he was still champ. So he looks at this guy and he's like, "What did you say?" He's like, and the guy has no idea. Like, I said, I like the boy. He's like talking to you. He's like, that's not right. He's like, what? He's like, that's not racist. Anyway, Ali was about to fucking knock his teeth out.
Ali was ready to knock out every Australian.
He's like,
God damn it, boy. Boy means good. You gotta stop calling me boy, nigga.
Literally, in Australia, boy doesn't, it means like, if I say to people, hey, I like the boy. I'm not referring to you as you color your skin. I mean, I like you for the man you are. I like the boy. But of course,
you know,
Ali, he didn't know that shit.
back in slave days, that's what they referred to the black people. It's like, boy, you better get that shit right, boy, whatever. So, you know, Ali and shit like that, they don't take that shit right. No, they're like, what the fuck did he just call me?
Australia, we're kind of, because we're so far away from the rest of the world, we're just ignorant about everything else.
Well, you caught in the own bubble of not giving a fuck because it's not your problems, which I respect a whole heart of, because, like, if it ain't your fucking problems, then why the fuck should you care? Like, one of the friends asked me a question about they fucking kids, and I gave them my answer to it, and they was just like, you just don't get it, P1, because you don't have any kids. I'm like, why the fuck did you ask me that then? Why the fuck did you ask me? Like, why the fuck would you sit up here, call me up, and ask me a fucking question about your fucking kids?
I think you probably ignore it anyway.
And then ignore it and say, see, you just don't get it. Now, let me tell you the reason why. No, you fucking called me just so you can talk. No, fuck you. So I hung up on that bitch.
Fuck you and fuck your kid.
Yeah, fuck your kid. That's what I said. Fuck your kid. I said before I hung up, I said, I'll call child services on your ass. Take your kid away. I'll make all your lies miserable.
I'm going to hand that kid a fucking taser.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tase your ass. I got the wife tase your ass. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
I like the fact she has to carry a taser. That's just like, that's America. My mom. That's America for you. Oh, your mom gave it. Jesus. Don't fuck with your mom.
My mom's fucking crazy.
Is that like a birthday present? Or is this just like, look, I love my son, but I don't trust him. If he ever tries anything, taser his ass.
If he ever fucking just grabs on his crotch or something like that, pull this out on his ass. You see him do anything weird or anything, you just pull this out on his ass or whatever. Mom got like two of them and shit. Mom was a very weapons expert kind of guy. Yeah.
God damn, what is she, like Dirty Harry, the woman version of them?
She's got one that's like the strong one or whatever, and then she got one that's like the weaker one when she carries it, like when she's got like her small purse or something.
God damn. Only in America.
She carries it. The thing is, she's got like a little, like a phone clip for it, but it attaches to the taser and shit, so it attaches on her belt buckle and shit, like as if she's fucking walking around praising the damn thing. I'm just like, Mom, put that goddamn taser away.
Like RoboCop's leg, where the fucking gun fucking opens up out of his leg.
Oh, RoboCop wouldn't stand a fucking chance against my mom because he tases. He'd be like, hold, stop, you're under arrest. Oh, the fuck. My mom pulled that taser out on somebody because they fucking stole her parking lot in a Target one time. I was just like, Mom, goddamn, you can't be fucking threatening people with goddamn tasers and shit.
You know what? You need to get your mom on a show now.
Yeah, you know what? Mom needs to be on a show. As a matter of fact, she'd be a better Fish Mooney.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think anyone would be a better Fish Mooney. I think you and that week would have been a better Fish Mooney.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Anything would have been better Fish Mooney. But now Gotham is finally over. You son of a bitch posting photos of goddamn Jaden Smith and fucking goddamn
even
Batman.
Even people at work were like, what the fuck is this?
I think it was like probably like a little bit after 11 nighttime. Maybe it might have been just hitting midnight. And then I saw my phone light up and I saw that Wayne posted a photo. I was like, oh, what crazy shit did Wayne post now? We just got done recording the show, so maybe, I don't know. And I opened that up, and I just started from head down, well, feet first, and then worked my way up. And I looked, I was like, ew, motherfucker. How fucking dare you?
If you haven't heard people, Jaden Smith is now going to be Terry McGinnis in Batman Beyond.
No, the fuck is not.
I think it's great casting, and I like the idea. Hey, what about Michael Rutger as old Bruce Wayne? All right, that's pretty cool.
Oh, Michael Rooker, hell yeah. That's Michael Rooker's old Bruce Wayne.
Grumpy, old, racist, perfect.
Yeah, we can get Carl. He'll be Batman Beyond. He'll be Terry McGinnis.
Nah, fuck that. He can be the dog.
Yeah, he can be that fuck. What was that? Ace. Ace. Why the fuck I know the dog's name? I don't know.
But I was going to say, I never would have remembered that name. I don't know how you remembered it.
I was going to say, you know what would be funnier in Batman Beyond is if fucking Alfred Steele was alive. I'd be like, God damn, that dude will not die.
He should have been the dog. They should have just like sewn his head into all the brain into the dog.
Although you said he's going to do some Futurama shit and just stuck his head in a jar. Yeah, and just like, give him some mechanical arms. Stick his head in like the Batbot or something like that and just like have him walk around.
He's still
and shit.
Doing work for him. Still doing his butlery.
Oh, yeah. I was, you brought up the Batman. I was watching,
that shit.
I was watching a YouTube clip of it. I did not know Superman was on that show.
What?
Yeah, there was a Superman episode apparently where Batman fought Superman in there. I was like, how the fuck did this? I was like, damn, I must have missed a lot of episodes. And then they had this gay ass Robin in there. His costume looked horrible and shit like that. I was like, and they gave him this little gay ass jetpack and shit. He's flying around it. And then Batman got in his robot to fight Superman. I was just like, my God, this is the corniest shit I've ever fucking seen.
Until you saw the Arrow cartoon.
Well, no, I was going to say until I saw Dawn of Justice, but, save that joke. Until I saw Dawn of Justice, I said, oh, never mind. I guess that Batman shit wasn't that bad then.
No, the Batman, I do think eventually we probably have to check that out.
I don't even know where to find it. I guess I'd have to look on YouTube more or whatever.
Look for the nearest rubbish bin near you.
Oh.
You imagine, okay, imagine if they made a kid's version cartoon of The Crow. Exactly. How why would they make that shit?
Yeah, you just left a bad taste in my mouth. Like, oh, what the fuck?
Come on, Skank in a cartoon version, that'd be pretty cool.
Actually, that would be cool. What if he was on Sesame Street reading to the kids?
As the actual actor, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, the actor.
Just happens to stumble into Sesame Street.
Yeah, not the actor, but the character.
Goddamn foreign birds, what the fuck?
Goddamn foreign books, I got lost coming up here.
I think you're just picturing like him limping in when he's all fucked up at the end, just walks into Sesame Street. Oh, talking to Oscar the Grouch and shit. Actually, what the fuck's happening?
What you doing in that goddamn trash can? Well, I fucking live in this motherfucker, what'd you expect?
Bird's gonna kill my ass next.
See, that's why kids don't have no morals today, is because they see shit like Sesame Street and then they look at Oscar Grouch. It's like, why is that nigga living in a trash can and kids ain't helping him. They just walking over him, shit, talking about get a job, Grouch. Why are you so mean, Grouch? And he's like, motherfucker, I live in this trash can. Shit.
Live in the noisiest fucking street of the world. You people don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. You people come up to me and try to read me a fucking book. I need $5.
That's a good point, actually. How was Oscar the Grouch before he became a living bump?
Yeah, because they sit up there, they judge him all the time, they make fun. Like, that's why America is so fucked up, is because our TV shows for kids are fucked up. They sit up there and judge that man, talking about you're a grouch, you're evil, you smell bad, and they just look at him and go like, why can't you just do better? It's like,
why don't you go fuck yourself?
Yes, because you motherfuckers can't help me.
Have you ever seen I've Got No Legs, bitch? I can't even climb out of this fucking bin.
I live in a fucking trash can. I live with underneath condom wrappers and syringes and shit up in here.
All these fucking letters the count throws in here. What the fuck
you doing? Yeah, exactly. You got this big bald-headed black nigga that looks like he belonged on Family Matters. That keeps coming up to me talking about, let me read you a story. I don't want to hear that shit. I need fucking money.
Yeah, give me that book so I can burn it for fucking fire to keep me warm at night when you fucking go inside, you bastard.
You're evil, Grouch. It's like, fuck you. Shit.
I like it. That version of Sesame Street already sounded better. That's why he's green. He's just so sick from all the alcohol and syringes he put into his system.
That motherfucker's like, so all you motherfuckers got money and shit, and you won't give nothing. And when he asks, they just ignore him. They just go like, hey, can I borrow five, Big Bird? And they just go like, let me get to the kids now so I can go read them this book. He's like, what about that five?
Read a book, okay, Big Bird, you haven't got any fucking hands. How can you turn the pages anyway? How did a bird get that big unless it was on steroids or some shit?
Hey, you know, I was about to say, that bird's not only big because he's buying his drugs from that goddamn elephant, that snugglepuss motherfucker.
You imagine, okay, Oscar the Grouch 2 is sleeping next to a fucking elephant outside of his house. How the hell would you sleep with a fucking elephant out?
Farting and shit all over his damn trash can, stinking up the place and shit, making him feel great. And you know, shit. That elephant. Slanging fucking drugs and shit with his fucking high ass. He all, hey, boy.
That's true. He's a dope dealer.
He's a dope dealer who does his own shit.
Snuffleupagus could have been the fifth member of the Crow in the
Snuffleupagus. Hey, Eric. You need any drugs for the motorcycle gang you're going after? Eric, Eric, you're moving too fast, man. Eric.
Here's your new show. Snuffleupagus and Skank. Hey man,
that's why Skank the way he is now, shit, because he's buying his fucking drugs from Snuffleupagus and shit. Where the fuck? He got a fucked up name too, though. Snuffleupagus.
I just say, that's a fucked up name, and he looks fucked up, and he's always high,
snorting shit. I mean, like Dave Chappelle once said, they got a pimp on there, and his name the Count. I mean, he's pimping
Elmo. And don't tell me Elmo ain't on high. That motherfucker's voice.
Bert and Ernie is constantly taking baths together and shit like that.
That's just because they're gay. A bit gay. Just tell them. Nothing wrong with being gay, but just come out in the closet and admit that shit.
That's why when they was getting all over the Elmo case, like, oh, Elmo's gay and stuff like that, it's like...
Elmo's just a high motherfucker, that's all.
I'm about to say, were you shocked about that? Come on, motherfuckers were taking baths with each other.
Cookie Monster's a pig that only eats the same thing. He's clearly got the munchies because he's always off drugs.
Yeah. I mean, this...
Sesame Street's full of drug addicts.
Anything that goes on Sesame Street is not a big fucking deal, personally. Talking about these characters, talking about they're gay, it's like, these motherfuckers playing in the bed, they sleep in the same bed and shit or whatever. You got a fucking crackhead on there and a drug dealer, a pimp, and a dude that lives in a trash can. And you got these, meanwhile, you got these little white and black kids running around talking about, let me read you a book.
Yeah, see, I think Top Dollar was there and he realized, this city is even too fucked up for me. Let's move Devil's Night somewhere else.
Batman's on top of the mantle up there going, damn. This city needs saving. It's coming from me. Nice. You should put Dredd in Sesame Street.
Oh, Dredd.
He tells Oscar, you gotta move that trash can or I use 7 years in the ISO cube.
Oscar's like, fuck off, you piece of shit. What are you
doing? Oscar tells him, fuck off. And then he just shoots
him. Dredd just ties his trash can to his bike and drives off in it. Drags his ass around the streets.
the Snuffleupagus plants drugs on the kids and Dredd goes after the kids instead.
You just see that napalm weapon come in, burn all the kids' ass alive.
And then you get Lena Headley from, she plays Mama in there and she just comes in there and she's like, she was the main girl in Sesame Street.
That's what Snuffleupagus is on. That slow-mo drug.
He's on slow-mo. Yeah, you notice how he walked? He always walks slow. Always shaking from side to side.
He's walking quick, but he's walking slow because he's on that fucking drug.
Yeah, and he's always like shaking up and down from side to side going, hey bird, slow down.
You know what, we've just made Sesame Street far more entertaining.
Yeah, it's far more
entertaining. Kids will learn far more from Dredd being in there.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, if you go back to any of your old childhood cartoons, you'll realize that they were either the most racist, sexist, or fucking fucked up thing you ever seen in your life or whatever and shit like that.
Outrageous, like, for example.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got, as we said, Sesame Street, you got like the Looney Tunes character, they had that racist Mexican rap.
Oh, yeah. The Mexican rap. But also, they had that, do you remember that? Okay, this is really going weird. There's a bird that always kind of limps around, hops, and he was chased by the most blackest, spear-chucking, big-lipped, bonehead character. It was fucking completely
racist. I'm
trying
to remember that bird. I do remember that bird. I do remember the bird, but I can't remember the fucking name of that show.
I'm going to find a photo of that.
Man, I do remember that now. I was like, oh, obviously we had them. Oh, don't forget, what was that skunk that dressed up like a raccoon or something like that? Pepe Le Pew, he was always trying to rape that bitch and shit. Always trying to take
the... Oh, yeah, found the photo. Here we go. you tell me this shit. And the most fucking racist kind of cartoon of all time. Alright, I'm good. Where's the conversation? Thank you, this shit.
And the thing is, you can't claim racism in 2014 when you back in the fucking 80s, well, 80s and 90s, whatever, when you got these goddamn cartoons that are out here.
Oh, yeah, you check that photo. This is from Disney. Now, you didn't tell me that black character had the most racist piece of shit you've ever seen. He got big, big pink lips.
Hey. Okay, Wayne, you were wrong. That ain't her lips. That's her teeth. That's her teeth. She got some choppers on that motherfucker.
And look at that. Oh, even the bird's like, fuck off, you black bastard.
What damn, she got Sasha from Walking Dead haircut. Damn, that's Sasha.
I can see this show's gonna get a lot of hate.
Hey, I was gonna say, Wayne, did you notice her ankle bracelet on from the police? She's on house arrest.
She's got the tracking device on. What are you talking about? They just shot her ass. What are you talking about? Even that bird looking at her like he's to shoot her.
That bird is a police officer. That's why he's giving her that look right now. He's just like, if you don't get that black ass hand out of my face right now.
Fucking bite it off.
I will press that 911 so quick on a cell phone. And look at this racist shit. She's a sexist too. She's bent over already talking about her. Come on, CJ, come get the pussy.
And no shirt on either. Gun topples.
Yeah, but hey, that kind of looks like CJ's daughter. Damn, he stuck an ankle bracelet on his child. That's fucked up.
CJ's daughter was in fact in Looney Tunes. There you go.
Yeah, people, check out. Well, I knew Warner Brothers was fucking
that,
up DC.
And that bird's CJ's reaction when he found out he had a daughter.
Hi, Papa.
He's like, fuck off.
Fuck off.
He's like, I've got a Naruto show to watch.
Yeah, I got Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon to watch. But I got to talk about that because nobody cares about Star Wars.
Oh, but he's still trying to defend that shit on the darkness.
He's like, you know, Star Wars got a cartoon too, CJ. Yeah, nobody watches that. Okay.
You know, in 10 years' time, no one will even remember what Star Wars is. That's a show about that ship flying around space.
Okay. No, actually, this chick looks like that black dude in the new Star Wars trailer. She looks like a lot of people. I ain't gonna lie. She is some, I can give you that though. She is some big mouth, gum looking, black, spear chucking hobo, but
not racist at all. Not racist at all.
No. And don't forget, what was that goddamn rooster? The white one with the red?
Legon.
Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn. I was just like, God damn, you just insulted every goddamn southern person there is out there.
Not at all.
That's the thing about the old cartoons.
Just going through some of these old photos. My God, they were racist. Some of the drawings.
Oh, yeah. What was Speedy Gonzalez's cousin? The slow one?
He's Slowpoke Rodrigo or some shit.
Slowpoke Rodrigo.
Not racist at all.
What about, oh, don't forget the Dumbo birds. I seen a hawk fly. Oh. I seen a bird fly. I done seen them fly. It's like Heckle and Jekyll.
Yeah, no, weren't they the same ones in the Jungle Book as well?
I want to see.
You're right, kids. No wonder why we're all racist. When you're raised on that shit, what chance have you got? Sesame Street are all full of drug addicts. Cartoons are all full of racial fucking rebels.
Yeah, either some racial, sexist slur or something like that, whatever. So you can't be racist in 2014. You got nothing to blame but cartoons.
Exactly. Well, look, the sexual thing we don't care about because, I mean, everyone's sexual. Who cares?
You know what I was going to say, too, about that, Wayne? You ever noticed that how me and you, like, we grew up on cartoons. We love cartoons, whatever. We love the animation shit and stuff like that. You ever notice how we're not that fond of cartoons nowadays? You ever think that's because it's not as racist as it used to be?
Oh, because the shit. That's true. That's true. We're just sitting there going, like, this shit just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. And then we put on a Looney Tunes cartoon and go like, now, this is the shit I'm talking about. Right?
Look at that black kid here with an anvil. Isn't that hilarious?
And don't forget, Wile E. Coyote shopping at cheap ass Acme.
Oh, that motherfucker never learned. Why would you keep going back to him?
That was a black man shopping at Rent-A-Center. Just constantly going.
Shit blowing up in his face.
Constantly chasing chicken around for the goddamn whole episode, 30 minute episode and shit like that. That was racist.
Yeah, there could be an updated version where he just gets a gun and just shoots the fucking bird.
Yeah, you turn that bird into a white girl, and then you turn the Acme products into police officers, then yeah.
Problem solved there.
Yeah, there you go. We should make our own racist cartoon. And if anybody ever say, oh, this can't get aired, this is too racially, I just pull up these old cartoons and go like, really? This can't get aired, but this could? Okay.
That's why it would get aired, because we'd be racist against everything. Everyone.
Yeah, there would be no holdback. It'd be all in one cartoon, too.
Oh, yeah. It'd just be called The Racist Hour.
Yeah, the racist hour. And then it put our faces on there, like on our bonus artwork, whatever it is.
narrated by Skank.
Yeah. It's Breaking Bad meets Looney Tunes.
Meets the Talking Dead. Yeah. It meets everything.
Yeah, we'd get our own Elmo characters and everything like that. We'd do it all.
Elmo is fucking hot. I mean, I never trust that. I never liked that character.
And especially when he became a pimp and grabbed that what was that orange bitch he always had around with her, that orange and blue bitch he had around with him and shit? Yeah. Them bitches was doing something.
Who? He had an orange bitch around. I never knew that. I just
thought. Yeah, he had an orange bitch around. I don't know what her name was and shit like that, but the bitch had like barrettes in her head. I think that was like his little nigga baby or something like that.
Oh, so Elmo was like CJ. He little baby hanging.
Yeah, that's what it was, whatever. And he always treated her like shit and stuff because he was pimping her. The count will come over and be like, how many times must I smack both of you bitches?
One pussy. Two pussies.
One pussy. Two pussies. I have three pussies coming to the party tonight.
I never got the count. Whoever came with it, oh, count who counts, he's a vampire. I mean, what the fuck?
This nigga wears a cape, got gold jewelry on.
Monocle. And he's a, yeah.
It talks with an accent. He's a pimp. He's pimping. I mean, that damn near Eddie Murphy's vampire in Brooklyn with that nigga. I mean, shit, that damn near a black vampire, which is a pimp. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
I've never seen that movie with Eddie Murphy.
You ain't missed a shit.
I didn't
Don't
think
worry.
So.
No.
It's an Eddie Murphy movie. I mean, shit.
Yeah, you can't expect much from him. I'm not gonna lie.
What's that guy done lately? I mean, seriously, Eddie Murphy, man, you had a career, and then what the fuck have you done to it?
I guess his comedy just never translated. I guess his comedy just never adapted to the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, well, he needs to get on Sesame Street and hang out with Oscar, like, to realize what life is like out in the hard streets.
You know, Arsenio Hall had his TV show brought back. I saw the clip on YouTube with Eddie. He had Eddie Murphy on there, and Eddie Murphy and him was joking around and stuff like that. I was like, my God, Eddie Murphy is just annoying in general. He's not just in movies. He's annoying in general.
Oh, you're right. Well, that's what happens when you sleep with Scary Sprites or whatever fucking name.
Yeah, that's, or sleeping with transvestites and shit.
Oh,
you know?
I forgot about that part.
To his defense, he probably didn't know it was a transvestite until the sunlight came out.
Hey, isn't the same with, I don't know if it's true or not, Michael Phelps, the swimmer. Hasn't he been going out with a tranny?
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't know if that's a rumor or not, whatever and shit, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it's real. Yeah, it's real. Fuck it.
It's an older tranny, which makes me think either you're still high, motherfucker, or you just don't know what you're swimming into.
There's nothing wrong with it, too, because you know what? If he accepts it, then fine. That's like accepting Jesus into your life or something.
Who would want to do that? That's just stupid. I'd rather accept a tranny.
Exactly. It's like, hey, if you got hate in your heart, let it out.
Maybe, hey, who's to say that Jesus wasn't a tranny? All right? They've never proven that.
He had long hair. He was a hippie. That's a damn sure.
Hippie. Yeah. He was hanging out with Oscar the Grouch and all those people on Sesame Street getting high.
You know, but he had a plan when he put Oscar in that trash can, so.
Oh, did he?
That was part of the plan.
Sure. To fuck his life up completely. No plan for that.
Fuck his life.
God is like the biggest bastard out there. He just likes to fuck with people's lives.
Well, if we wasn't going to hell before, we sure are now.
I'm going to hell, I know that. God is like the ultimate he just likes to fuck with people and just go, you know what? I'm gonna put this green guy in the bin for his whole life and put him on a TV show and put him on the busiest street next to an elephant. Even the devil's like, you know what? That's pretty fucking low.
You know, the fucked up part about it is, whenever you try to have like a conversation with a religious person about those kind of things, they always go like, cause I can't remember what movie I just saw. I saw a movie where a problem happened and then the guy, explained it by saying, God works in mysterious ways.
Fuck off. Fuck off of that shit. Fucking hate that. Anytime something good happens, oh, it's God's will. Bad happens, oh, God works in mysterious ways. God's sitting up there with his feet up going, you know what? Fuck the lot of you. Just handle this shit yourself.
It is fucked up. I was like, damn. Okay. That's the best response you can give to this dude living in a trash can. And fuck, man. That's horrible.
You just didn't even give him legs to get out of there.
Oh, they're going to give him legs. Don't worry. They ate his legs. That's the problem.
He probably got eaten by the Cookie Monster or some shit.
Cookie Monster, you know that's a goddamn crackhead. There ain't no chocolate chips in them fucking cookies. Come on.
Hey, God's made Bert and Ernie so gay that they can't even come out of the closet out of fear of getting beaten up.
Bert and Ernie is so gay. I'm telling you, Bert and Ernie, is obviously we all know they were lovers and shit like that because they sleep in the same bed together. They take bath they wash each other's backs and shit like that. They're the gayest characters in cartoon history,
you
period.
You think their nose is so flat? Putting that anal with the nose up there, you know, it just flattens it too much.
They've been anal beating each other for fucking 20 years now.
20? I think even longer than that. I think that shit's been going on for a long ass time.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it was going before we was born, to be honest.
It was going well before I was born. I'm an old motherfucker.
Yeah, we're going to hell.
Yeah, but I'm going to go to hell, but you know what? At least I'll be warm, all right? I won't be cold.
Going to the devil's night.
I'm going to go there and just fire it up. The devil will be like, oh my God. Damn, I'm going to put up with this shit forever.
Can we chase the devil with a torch and pick?
I'm gonna fuck the devil up completely.
Can we take his throne?
Oh shit, yeah, I plan to.
Take his throne, he's sitting up there.
I'm gonna go there and say, let me show you how to really be a devil, motherfucker.
People gonna worship this.
Welcome to Devil's Night, your new favorite Lifetime.
Favorite holiday. I got, P1 talk to the new entries, or I got something in my pants for all you. I got something in my pants. Yeah,
there'd be a whole crew just be leading the devil. That'd be it.
I'd be the
tie into
entry.
A
ton
and send his ass into a river of lava and explode.
Oh, I thought you was gonna do what a Rick did and just run him over.
I'd run as well. Yeah. Just run the devil over. See what happens.
And then just throw them on the hood of the car and drive around with them and shit.
We just actually walk in like they do in The Crow when they beat us Shelly up. We just kick open the devil's door and, did you send us these complaints? And just start slapping him around.
Let me read you off the regulations and rules and shit like that, whatever, and show you what I got in my pants.
Sorry, his ass out of a window. Gotta be like, what the fuck happened to you, devil?
Yeah, you know we're going to hell now.
I welcome it, alright? If I have to go to hell with people like us who are funny and relaxing, compared to going to a boring ass heap of shit up there, that fuck heaven, fuck it hell, alright?
You know, the fiance, she's a religious nut job. She's she's a Catholic fuck, dude. Like, she's like all up in the Catholic
shit. What the fuck
is
she doing with you?
You know what? I'm trying to figure that out too. She goes to Jehovah every weekend to go pray and everything like that. And the thing is, see, I'm not like that, but I told her, fuck your thoughts and fuck your beliefs and systems and shit like that. Oh, hey, honey, how's it going?
You know
what you doing here?
It's good. It's good that she accepts you for who you are.
Not a lying sack of shit. Don't punch me. Can you? What are you doing on my shirt?
I'd punch him. Punch him harder.
She's here. She just punched me. Apparently, she heard what I was talking about right now.
Good. Punch him. Get that taser. Taser his ass.
Nah, shut up. Sit your ass down. Get the, I'm locking my damn door. Go ahead and go get your fucking taser. I got something for it. Shit, it's called a door.
You got something in your pocket.
I got something in my pants for you later.
You are, you're so getting fucking tased.
Why is she going upstairs? I think she is going to go get it. Oh,
shit. Lock the door.
Well, people, this is gonna be a show that you can't forget, cause
I heard that. What the fuck?
Oh shit. Alright. Okay. Yeah, you did hear that, people, right?
Fucking hell.
Well, as long as you heard it, then that's all you need to know. I did not get electrocuted, but.
Not yet.
Yeah, but now my life is on the line right now, and I'm about to do us a favor and hop out this window right now. So.
Help me.
Yes. I'm not opening no door. You can go fuck off.
See, that's how the crime could have been solved, if she locked the door.
Yeah, all that bitch had to do was lock the door. Why was she opening it? That's the crime.
Because she's female, alright?
Shelly was stupid. She shouldn't open it. She should have looked out her door hole before she opened the door.
She's a female, alright? She probably thought it was someone selling something.
She probably thought it was DJ's coming with the rent money.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Yeah, he's coming with the child support money too, so.
I don't think he would have got Shelly. If he did, he's a lucky bastard. Shelly's hot.
Yeah, Shelly was hot, I'm not gonna lie. Hell, you know what? He got with the little girl then. Fine, fuck it.
Which Sarah.
He couldn't even get Sarah though, so never mind, take that back.
He got with Ernie Hudson.
Oh my gosh, he's sticking the taser under the door.
Jesus Christ, she's gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy. I'm really gonna have to hop out this window. Well, let me start taking some sheets and making knots out of it and roll right out his motherfucking ass.
Just jump. You'll be right.
Hey, I'm sure there's a roof right next door. I can just jump right on that. I'll be fine.
Yeah, break a leg. You'll be nothing.
Yeah, it won't be nothing. You'll just hear me. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'll go to the light. God be like, I don't want your black ass up here. Turn back around. I'm like, oh. Go to the fire pits. They're like, oh, okay.
Hey, the fire pits at least keep you warm, alright? That's one thing.
Yeah, and you know, black people don't like cold, so.
And the Australians, we love it hot.
Yeah, and from what I was told, just being black sends me to hell anyway.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that, Wayne, right? Yeah, you black, you go to hell, so.
Hey, you're Mexican, you're lazy. You're gone because you're late. You know, the seven deadly sins. I'm fucked because I'm every one of them.
Yeah, the problem with you being a foreigner, you're even more fucked. Clan members really probably hate your ass.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse than to be black is horrible, but to be friends with a black person, oh my god, I feel sorry.
Try and find someone who actually likes me, okay? That's a hard list. Right? I can name maybe two.
You got three black people on here that like you. Me, CJ, and Cody. Wow.
I think it's like Sammy.
Sammy's close enough, but she's white. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Before, if Sammy would never told me that, I thought Sammy was white.
That's why
whenever she was talking about Aboriginal,
I think she
makes
that shit up. I think she's white.
Whenever she talks about Aboriginal, or when she was complaining about the whole racist against multicultural and stuff like that, I was just kind of looking at her. I was like, wait, man, is she white? What the fuck she talking about? And when she finally told me her race, I was like, oh, okay. I thought she was white this whole time.
She's a lie, all right. All Indian people lie. We know that.
Yeah, that's true. All you gotta do to prove if they're Indian is pull out some piece of trash and then throw it on the ground and then see if a single tear drop.
See if they cry.
Yeah. See if they cry. If they don't cry, it's not a real Indian. Not a real Indian. That's like to find out if you're a real black person. You just stick some fried chicken in front of them.
Everyone likes fried chicken. That is the biggest load of shit.
Yeah, that is the biggest bullshit stereotype. You don't like fried chicken. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
I eat chicken more than freaking anyone. I don't know. And look, I know a lot of black people. I don't see the whole watermelon eating, black chicken eating, any of that shit. That's what people do.
Yeah, I was going to say, chicken is fucking delicious because I don't eat red meat. So chicken, fish, and turkey is fucking delicious to me. And chicken, I put chicken on every goddamn thing. You can put chicken on bread. I sound like Bubba right now before it's gone. Chicken on bread, shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp on everything,
Shrimp on everything, chicken, whatever shit. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's why looking at this bird with this black bitch on here, that bird look like a good two-piece right about now.
You can use the taser to even heat it up. Even better.
Yeah, and that black chick will make a nice black Kool-Aid.
Oh, fuck. You know, I've just actually pulled up the seven deadly sins. We're fucked. Completely.
Yeah, probably, right?
Okay, first one, lust. Yep, we lust after everything that's female. We're fucked.
Yeah.
Gluttony.
Shit, we lust over cartoon characters. You heard me about Batgirl? I want to fuck that.
Oh, that's CJ. He's into all that hentai shit. We don't know.
Yeah, that's right, he is.
Gluttony. Yep, we're all pigs.
Yeah, that's true. Don't be down to chicken dinner. I'll eat the fuck out that motherfucker, yep.
Greed? Yep, where's greed? Oh shit,
I'm greedy as fuck. I'll give you
as much money, as more money as we can.
And we deserve it. That's the thing, though.
Sloth? Now look, I don't think we're lazy. But we can be.
Well, CJ is, so.
Oh, yeah, he's.
And you know what? Since CJ works with us, he makes us lazy. So therefore.
yeah, that works.
Yeah, it connects somehow. You just gotta look at it. Look for it, you know?
Wrath? Okay, I'm as calm as anyone. Okay, no.
Yeah, I think I'm calm, right? We're calm. Me and you are the calmest on here, right?
Fuck you as well. I'm not calm.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Fuck it.
You gotta have anger. If you don't have anger, you get cancer and you die, okay? You need to let that out.
Something's wrong with you then if you don't have anger.
No, that means you're like, yeah, it's God's will. No, fuck off. God's sitting down doing nothing. I'll take care of it.
God gonna pay my bills?
Yeah, bitch, I am God, alright?
In your household, you are.
You know what? You know, you're God, I'm God. You know why? You can save a life, you can take a life. Therefore, that makes you a God. So, fuck the lot of you.
Yeah, and you can give it, too.
Damn straight, you can give it. You can make life, you can take life. Therefore, we are God. P1, you're God now. You understand that?
You know, oh my God, people are fucking listening to this right now going, like, you guys, I'm gonna murder each other. And you know what? We embrace it.
Damn straight.
We embrace every one of it.
Envy? Oh, we envy, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I envy every successful motherfucker out there that's not me.
I think every person in the world has these seven deadly sins. So we're all going to hell. So no one's going to heaven.
Everyone has envy in their little hearts. Come on now. How many people we know, Wayne, has seen a horrible actor or something like that and go like, damn, I could do a better job than that? That's envy.
I do that every single day.
Yeah.
Every single second we talk, I walk past a guy on the street, see him with a hot woman, go, you fucking bastard, how can you be with that?
I say that about Michael Bay all the time. I can make a better fucking Transformers. Oh, I don't know about that now. I don't.
Transformers is gone.
I don't think no one can make a better Transformers no more because I don't even know what they are
anymore. I took shit the other night and I said, you know what, that's a better Transformers film right there.
Hey, we're gonna watch that Transformers 4 on our 24-hour podcast.
Oh, no, we ain't doing that shit.
Cause you know what? That's gonna take about 5 hours.
What, that? Turtle? Sex in the City? Oh, yeah.
Actually, I was gonna say, if you watch all 4 Transformers films, you know what? By the time the 5th one comes out, we could probably watch all of them in a 24-hour time period.
Why would you even suggest that? That's just stupid.
Because it'll just do the 24 hours fast.
It won't go as fast, it'll be boring as all hell. I ain't doing
the first one will be like, well, yeah, fuck this movie. Fuck this movie, man.
And the last one is definitely Michael Bay's weakness, pride.
Oh, pride is a sin?
That's what I'm looking at. That was one of the was it the new ones?
Jesus Christ, dude. I'm going to hell then. You know how I am about pride. Man, pride is everything, dude. Like, shit, I'm going to hell.
You don't have pride in yourself. Then you're gonna be a depressed, upset piece of shit. Alright?
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you don't have pride, then how do you keep your self-esteem high then?
If you don't have pride, you need pride in your work. You need pride in your life, pride with your family. You know what? Fuck God. If this is your seventh sin, go fuck yourself, alright?
Yeah, I'm about to say, this, that pride, come on now, you need pride in your life, or unless you're just gonna be some retarded fuck who doesn't care about nothing, and you have no backbone or nothing, to, you don't have any emotions towards anything you do or anyone you love.
Yeah, I agree. You know what?
Also,
the Bible's just toilet paper, people, okay, that's all you need.
I don't know about that. Them pages are kind of sharp.
It might cut your ass.
It might cut your ass.
Adam and Eve. All right, Adam and Eve. I love this story. I want to make a movie of this.
It's my favorite story. Yeah.
You have Adam sitting in there by himself. You know what? He's sitting there with a heart on, got nothing to fuck. God just says, you know what? I'm gonna make a female for you. Instead of just making one, he grabs one of his ribs and goes, you know what? I'm gonna rip this out of you. There's a woman for you to fuck. But by the way, you can't touch any of these apples or shit like that because I'm gonna kick your ass out of my garden.
And you can't touch her neither.
Yeah. And what happens? Boom! Get out of my garden because you grabbed an apple.
An apple that he deliberately stuck there. Okay.
That's right. And then Adam became Oscar the Grouch. That's how he
became. Adam became Oscar the Grouch, and then Eve became Snuffleupagus.
That's why they didn't talk to each other anymore.
They became Bert and Ernie. He made them gay. Adam and Eve became Bert and Ernie. They became gay.
Yeah, God kicked him out and said, you know what? Because you're a bastard, I'm going to turn Eve into a man with a weird black haircut and a big orange nose. And put him in a bathtub.
You got a little puff ball on top of your head, and you're gonna be taking baths with this stranger. There you go. That's your punishment.
And that's how.
Well, that's another one too. Oh, if you're gay, you're going to hell, whatever. So look, I don't judge. Everybody knows. All of us on this podcast, whatever. We're all different races, from different countries and shit like that. We all believe in equal opportunity rights, whatever, and I feel that no matter if you're gay, straight, whatever, and stuff like that, as long as you treat people with respect or something like that, you should be granted, if there is a heaven or hell, you should be granted into heaven. Now, if that doesn't work, then damn, I'm agreeing with Wayne 100% and everything he just said.
That ain't worth it. If you go up there, you know, just because you want to put your dick in someone's ass, right, and they say, oh, you're not allowed in here, I'd be like, oh, fuck you then, I'll do what I want. You know what? I'll fuck someone in the ass just to prove my point that I can't get in there.
I'll fuck you in the ass.
Isn't it St. Peter? Isn't he the one who guards the gates or some shit? I'll fuck you up and take your gates from you. Pimp him out.
He's going to be like the booty warrior. He's going to, look here, Peter. I like you, and I want you. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
I'll just like rip the gates off and take them and sell them. Devil or something.
I'd be like, where's my Mad Max car? Isn't that what the head post was about?
Just drive up as Mad Max.
Yeah, I drive around, just running shit over, running the clouds over, angels be screaming and shit.
You know what? The truth of the matter is, we're gonna get up there, you know what? And you know what? God's gonna say, you know what? I love your shows. You guys are great. I love your shit. He'd be asking us for an autograph and be like, holy shit, Dad.
He's gonna be like, he's gonna pull his cloud out and say, "Let me. You can sign it right here." And he's like, "Oh, okay."
He's like, "God, like, go fuck yourself."
He's gonna be like, "I never met a couple of individuals that talked as much shit as you guys did, and I love every minute of it. And you guys,
you know,
welcome."
You know what? Because if he gets up there and he says, "You know what? You guys are bastards. Hey, you made us. You're fucking prom. Fix it."
I like, as he's telling Wayne that, you see me in the background stealing shit. Just
stealing these clouds.
P1, did you just put a cloud in your pocket? Yeah, Wayne, when next time you think you're going to see a cloud, man? Come on now.
You know what? You and me would be like T-Bird and Skank when they're trying to get, like, Johnny's just taking all these chips and booze and shit.
What was that?
Sorry, I broke up for a second.
Did you ever see This Is the End, the comedy movie? Last Life came out last year?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, they all end up going to heaven, right? And then one of them, their wishes is the annoying character. His son of a bitch, he asked for the Backstreet Boys. Because you could have any wish you want. He asked for the Backstreet Boys to come and perform a concert. And I was like, who the fuck would wish that?
Oh, I'd wish it just
who would waste a wish? But he went and danced with him and sang with him. I was like, who the fuck would waste a wish on that?
So they get to have any wish they want.
Any wish.
I'd be like, God, get the fuck out of here. I'll take care of you, this shit. This is my job.
Wouldn't that be funny if that he was like, that was a test. You go to hell now, whatever. You'd be like, you can have anything you want. And I was like, well, I want your throne.
Yeah, give me a throne and shave that beard. All right, you look ridiculous.
I want your throne, and I want to change it to where it's got the sword just sticking out like the Game of Thrones throne or whatever. I want that one or whatever. I want that throne. There
now,
you
see,
go.
I would go back in time and say, look, I want to go back and talk to Jesus, right? And say, look, I'm gonna change your religion forever, motherfucker.
You're gonna warn him.
I'm gonna show him things. I'm gonna say, you see this movie called Star Wars? See, Jesus doesn't believe it's gonna be big. And Jesus would be like, yeah, I don't think it'll be big either. But that Naruto, that shit.
You gonna make sure Jesus stays alive for the 80s and shit like this, so you can watch every 80 classic, whatever, you'd be up there sitting with him and shit like that.
No, I would assassinate him and make out that I was him.
Oh. And then you see your photo on every poster and stuff like that, like.
I'll be on the wall, like, yeah, that's me.
Oh, I would steal my place as the president of Scientologists. That way I can earn all of L. Ron Hubbard's money and shit.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's right, because you know that son of a bitch gets royalty checks and shit like that when they're 80.
So you could change three things in history. What are the three things you would change if you could?
Oh man,
you know you and me aren't gonna be good and say like kill Hitler or any of that shit. We're gonna be selfish as fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say fuck all that. Why would I waste my time with that shit? He dies anyway, right? I mean, you still right. why would I waste a blessing on that one or whatever? Oh, that's a fucking good question. You know what? Better would that be though? Is if we save that question for the next bonus show.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, think about that now.
We get some of the people to actually send their answers to. Not that we give,
Yeah, when I post this shit up, we can see just how selfish America is.
America, the world, motherfucker. World's selfish.
Yo, the world, yeah. The world. That is a damn good question. That gives me time to think about it now.
Three things to change in history. Ooh.
Ooh, that's some shit right there. I like that.
CJ's one. CJ, you not fucked my baby's mama.
Yeah. I wish I never had a baby. Yeah. I wish I never made that statement that Star Wars, what nobody's looking for Star Wars.
Naruto goes on forever.
Yeah. I hope that, and Naruto would never cancel.
That cancel because no one cares about this shit.
Yeah. So people, that is your homework for tonight. Yeah. You have to
do some work for us.
Come up.
Because we're lazy.
Exactly. We're lazy. We're going to steal your answers. You got to come up with 3 answers of how you would change history.
Damn straight. That better be good.
I would have been a crow. There you go.
Ooh, you get killed.
Exactly. I know I die anyway, but I love it anyway. I don't care. So that way, when we get to the future, 2014, when we do these bonus shows, we'll be talking about how great I was.
How great you were. Damn, he was a good actor, but too bad he was killed.
Damn, that dude was good, man. He was good. I'd be like, I know, Wayne. He was good, wasn't he? Oh, he was just great. I know. It was me.
Fuck, he looks familiar.
I would change that. Amazing Spider-Man 2 would never get made.
Even though you're the star of it, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh definitely, yeah, oh yeah. I would make it the scene where I made the Dark Knight. There you go.
Ooh.
There you go.
I like we're meant to be saving our answers, we're just giving them all already.
I would have 12 slaves. There you go.
Yeah, but everyone would want that.
Oh man, I'm not answering this question. I'm answering it next episode. These people, we're cutting this off now because I'm not giving no more. I got so many ideas in my head right now what I would do.
I've got a feeling we're going to go for a lot more than 3.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a 30-minute show. Like you said, 30 minutes to an hour show about how we would change that. See, yep, I like it. Yeah, I love it.
We'll give three main answers. We'll give 3 main answers next week and then we'll just fuck around for the rest of it giving our suggestions.
Yeah, you know, every bonus episode, I think we should end it on a question like that and then just come back next week to answer that, or the whatever day we do it, and just answer those questions again.
Idea.
Come up with the most fucked up question you can.
That's
answer.
A good idea.
I like that.
Man should send in the most fucked up question, and we'll pick the one for each week and end it with that. And we continue it.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah. And you know we're going to get some fucked up responses after this show.
The more fucked up, the better. We want them fucked up. We want them so fucked up, we don't get it.
Well, that's been an awesome bonus, man. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, no way we'd talk shit. You got everything. You got White Sesame.
It was Sammy's idea.
Oh yeah, well you got White Sesame Street's a fucked up, drug-filled, trash-living piece of shit world. You got
cartoons are racist and sexist.
Adam and Eve became Bert and Ernie.
Jesus. Yeah, Adam and Eve became Bert and Ernie.
That's going to become a video, I think.
You got to understand that God has a plan for everything. So you gotta
yeah. Okay. Sure, he does.
And we ended it on a nice question to come back to. I like it.
So I guess for next week we're gonna have to fire it up, people.
Fire up them questions. All right. Fire it up.
I guess that's it, people. I'll talk to you later on, P1. So fire
oh,
it up.
Oh man, I can't wait. Fire it up. Fire it up. Fire it up.